So it brings me now to Afghanistan and the Taliban. I think that, you know, many would consider the Taliban a terrorist organization, and now it is forming the government in Afghanistan, and the U.S. is maybe not negotiating, but certainly in talks with the Taliban in order to get American citizens out of the country. What role do you see the U.S. playing, and in particular the CIA's involvement, moving forward when it comes to Afghanistan?
CIA's involvement in Afghanistan is pretty simple. We have to figure out a way, CIA has to figure out a way, to continue to collect intelligence on the terrorist groups operating there who might pose a threat to the United States. When we were in Afghanistan, when we had a large military and civilian presence in Afghanistan, it was easy to collect that intelligence. We're not there anymore. Right now, it's going to be much more difficult to do that. Director Burns has said that in congressional testimony. But difficult does not mean impossible. So we're going to have to figure out how to collect that intelligence, particularly on Al-Qaeda, watching them, their capabilities. Are they rebuilding them? And watching their plans and intentions. And if we see them rebounding to the point where they again pose a threat to the homeland, then we need to, you know, speak that loudly to the administration and to Congress, and hopefully then the president will act, right, to degrade them before they can attack us. But that's the CIA's fundamental responsibility going forward here.